This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Can you imagine America being great again, huh? What it would be like to get us back on track where our resources are starting to make sense and there's rhyme and reason, accountability. Oh, yeah, let's talk about return on investment for all the money, all the indebtedness that America is at. But I still believe, ladies and gentlemen, that even at $19 trillion, at least the top figure that we're willing to deal with, because we know analysis that number is upwards of $200 trillion, our actual total liability, because you got to think of all the promises that we have made. So you bring that in and you say, wow, we've got a lot of money that's due here. But, you know, even in spite of that, I have such faith in the American people. I have such faith in the core values. You know, again, I keep referring to Dr. Nima. And his book, it was so provocative and so profound in talking about Nordic socialism and the core values of the people, the culture, what has been driven into the embodiment of the Nordic nations. They're not afraid of hard work. They're not afraid of responsibility. That is so core. We've moved away from that. And I think because America has moved away from accountability and hard work, that we're paying the price for that. And this is why we're on the wrong track. But I still believe that the dreams of everyday Americans, even those that have been blinded and kind of hamshackled, by entitlements and by this concept that it's all about government, that they want to believe in some socialistic mindset that says the government is your daddy. And if it wasn't for the government, if it wasn't for these smart elites, and these progressives like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, really stop and consider their lives and stop and consider, you know, what they've done and the examples that they have set for us. I mean, really, have they been good models, you know, for our children? I mean, look what happened. I think Bill Clinton single-handedly started another sexual revolution because of Monica Lewinsky. And that's a whole nother social studies conversation that we can talk about later. In terms of the impact psychologically that had on our country. But, you know, I still maintain the groundswell that's being underreported that I see across this country, where more and more people are coming to realize and saying, okay, I got to make a choice. You know, based on the two candidates here, it's what we've got to deal with. And like somebody said the other night, you know, clearly it is a choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. There's no other choice. One of them are going to be the president of the United States. But listen to what Newt Gingrich had to say about, I think that Donald Trump's had a good week this week. And, you know, the speeches that he's been giving, and Newt says, hey, keep it up, Donald.
Real quick about other Republicans, I see that Mike Pence is going to be campaigning in Florida with Senator Marco Rubio. You saw Governor Scott Walker in the audience in Wisconsin. What can you tell us, looking forward, since you're so close to the Trump campaign, what Republicans are doing or not doing to support Donald Trump at this 11th hour?
Look, I think, well, first of all, as you pointed out earlier, it's about the ninth hour. But anyway, I think people are coming back together. People are beginning to realize, for example,
like
if
who?
You're in the, if, well, I think you said, when Scott Walker shows up, that's a pretty big deal, and it says a lot in Wisconsin. I think you're going to have other members campaigning with him, and I think you're going to find, as he gives more speeches like he did on Monday and Tuesday, you're going to see a lot more Republicans decide they're very comfortable rallying around him.
All right. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, thank you very much
thank
for joining us today.
Good with you.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, he's starting to connect, and the GOPers are realizing, hey, look, this guy's garnered a lot of votes. You know, what can we pull out of the narrative? What can I agree with? I mean, look what Hillary Clinton did with Bernie Sanders. Follow her lead, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, GOP establishment needs to wise up here and come alongside. I think they'll help themselves, and they'll help Donald Trump, and they'll help this country as well. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Ready or not, aloha, America. Bill Martinez here with you at 6 minutes after the top of the hour, coming to you live from Kauai, Hawaii. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, Sarah Westwood is with us right now. She's a watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner. And always good to have Sarah with us. Sarah, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Of course, you've been staying on top of, Hillary Clinton and all her woes. And, boy, I'll tell you, if it's not emails, now it's the foundation. But the pressure is on heavy big time, huh?
It is. You know, yesterday we learned that while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, most of her meetings that she took outside the State Department were held with donors to the Clinton Foundation. And that's a real problem for her because she had entered, as you know, a memorandum of understanding with the White House saying that she was never going to have any sort of contact with the Clinton Foundation, right? There was supposed to be this ethical firewall that apparently wasn't there. And it sort of legitimizes a lot of the suspicions people have had that perhaps donors might have gotten special access at the State Department, because here's the first hard data point that shows that indeed they did get more access to the State Department.
Well, Sarah, like everything that has to do with the Clintons, you always see smoke first, and there's lots of smoke. Anybody else, you know, would have already been, you know, indicted by now, or certainly out of position. But the Clintons, boy, they're like cats. They have, and they really are. I mean, they've got nine lives here that somehow they just keep on renewing all the time. But this one here is leading to where there might be sparks of fire, because everybody's looking, you know, everyone I speak with anyway, they go, well, there's not exactly a smoking gun. I go, well, there's just a lot of circumstantial evidence that leads that there's something there, but yet Hillary and her camp will insist that there's nothing there, that they're just picking on her because she's the first woman that could possibly be president, or, you know, people have hated the Clintons forever and ever, you know, that kind of deal. So she wants you to feel sorry for her, but, you know, and meanwhile, then you have new information that comes up and you just go, oh my, and she's done this to herself. I mean, this is all self-inflicted stuff here, isn't it?
I mean, presumably she knew at the time that she would be running for president. This didn't come as a surprise, and she knew that people would be scrutinizing her records when she ran for president. And that is one of the reasons why the fact that she used the private email server is so concerning, is that, you know, all of these communications between the Clinton Foundation donors and her State Department staff, those, many of them were hidden by the situation with her private email server. And that allowed her to maintain control over those communications and prevent many of them from being dug up. I mean, keep in mind, all of these revelations that we're seeing now about the donor meetings and, as you remember, the call logs that are coming out showing, you know, her chief of staff had frequent contact with the Clinton Foundation. These are all records that Hillary Clinton had the opportunity to turn over to the State Department but chose not to. And they're now coming out through other channels, including through the FBI. So this is why it's concerning, is because she went to such great lengths to conceal this sort of behavior because it did cut against the agreement she had entered into.
You know, Sarah, if it was just a couple of extra emails, it probably wouldn't be so bad. But in her own words, she says, I've turned over everything. I don't have anything. I've turned over everything. And since she made that statement, what have we had, another 15,000 emails that have surfaced here?
Right, and these are emails that the FBI recovered from Hillary Clinton's server and turned over to the State Department. And now the State Department has to go through the long process of figuring out what material within those emails is sensitive, redacting it, and then releasing them to the public. They're not even going to give an estimate, a ballpark estimate of how long that process is going to take until the end of September. They say it'll take them an entire month just to guess at how long the process will take. So we can't expect to see many of those records before the election. But these are the emails, like you said, Hillary Clinton claimed in March of last year were personal in nature, and we're finding out that thousands of them were in fact related to her diplomatic work.
Yeah, this is amazing, the profound number. Again, you know, you're talking another 50% of the emails, roughly, that, you know, suddenly, you know, have popped up here. And then, you know, what also comes to mind for me here, Sarah, is the amount of money that we, the people, are paying for the truth here, once again, when it involves the Clintons, because she's maintained plausible deniability. I mean, she's really messed up the whole works because she chose not to follow the rules. Isn't that the truth?
Well, you know, there was no enforcement mechanism in the Memorandum of Understanding. So even though it's clear she violated it, there's no punishment that she can expect to face. And that's what's the problem here with the emails at the foundation, is that it's fairly clear that she violated at least the spirit, if not the letter, of the law here. But prosecutors in this situation really have the discretion to throw the book at her or just let it slide. And we're seeing that the Justice Department is far more inclined to let its own just slide when they have the opportunity to do so. And that's what's leading to all the frustration with the justice system right now, is that, you know, if Hillary Clinton can get away with handling classified documents with what appears to be a pretty blatant form of influence peddling at the State Department, and none of that warrants prosecution, then, you know, what precedent does this set for future leaders just sort of writing their own rules?
Exactly. Well, this is very dangerous, and it's kind of difficult, you know, to, at least for me anyway, to give her much latitude. I mean, Peter Schweizer, in his book, and of course, you know, tried to discredit the book altogether, but you know, even from a standpoint of circumstantial evidence, there's such a profound amount of it. Whether you're talking about, you know, you're talking about Libya, the Russian reset, the plutonium, the deals that were made, Bill Clinton, you know, it stands to reason most presidents make about $80,000 a speech after leaving the office, and that's about what he was making before she took over Secretary of State. Suddenly he starts making hundreds of thousands of dollars for a speech, and the only difference is his wife is now the Secretary of State. Circumstantial, maybe coincidental, but then, as she even said, you follow the money. And when you follow the money, you see where there is, you know, a suggestion at this point, because it's hard to prove with the Clintons. They know how to play the game. They know how to obfuscate and to not get caught red-handed. But it's hard not to consider that there's been some quid pro quo going on.
Right. I mean, any objective observer could conclude that there at least needs to be some sort of inquiry into how this situation was handled at the State Department. You know, that it's really impossible now for the Justice Department or the State Department not to at least look into this now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what they find in theory could exonerate her, but to say that this is not worthy of investigation, I mean, that's not really a defensible position at this point.
Sarah, what did you think about the AP now doing their job? I mean, they're the ones that got the FOIA Act. I mean, they took advantage of the FOIA Act and revealed, you know, these latest revelations.
Yeah, that's some really impressive work. You know, it took them 3 years to get those scheduled. So it's good they planned ahead and pushed the government on this.
Exactly. Sarah Westwood, watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner. I'm Phil Martinez. Always good, Sarah. Thank you so much. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates, including shortwave around the world, and I might also say we got to give a shout-out to Red State Talk Radio that also carries Bill Martinez Live. And to this point, we've got Scott Adams, who's the GM of Red State Talk Radio with us, the number one digital streaming radio network in America, featuring 40 show hosts with signature focus on political, faith, finance, health, and popular culture. Scott's also the host of the Scott Adams Show himself that's co-hosted by Lenora Kravota, who is with us right now. And, Lenora, I hope I said your name correctly. Did I say that okay?
Close enough, but thanks a lot.
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me close enough. I got to be right on. I don't want to be close enough. Come on.
Lenora Kravota.
Kravota, okay. And she's the program and talent director for Red State Talk Radio. Hey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to be talking to both of you. What's going on?
Excellent.
Bill. We love being on your show. Such a wonderful show.
Well, I'll tell you, the timing of your topic here has been something that's kind of been floating around out here. And, you know, Trump said, hey, it's rigged. Bernie Sanders was talking about the election process being rigged. I'm not sure they want to get much into, particularly the Democrats, about voter fraud, particularly in Pennsylvania. I mean, I go back and say, wait a minute, what happened? What was it for the second time when Barack Obama was reelected, some like 59 voting districts there in Pennsylvania voted 100%+ for Barack Obama. Well, if that isn't give you some kind of indication that there's voter fraud, you know, just on the face of it, but yet they insist it doesn't exist.
Well, in one of the primaries, Barack Obama wouldn't have even been on the ballot in Indiana if it wasn't for some doctored votes. I mean, this is some investigation that Eric Schon from Fox News, for example, he was on Sunday Morning Futures. He reported over 400 cases of voter fraud that included 20 public officials in Kentucky spending $400,000 to buy 8,000 votes for as little as $20 per vote.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's a real problem with the mail-in, the drop box, and the early voting. And in Philadelphia, we're minority inspectors in Philadelphia.
We work the polls every year, and we need inspectors because there aren't enough of them to go around.
But what's happening in some of these precincts that never voted one vote for Mitt Romney, they have minority inspectors. Well, they don't have minority inspectors, and if they do, in some cases, what's happening is the minority inspector is the brother of the Democrat who's the majority inspector. It's just all one little thing. And so what happens is, people are coming into a voter precinct, and suppose there's 800 people on the books. 200 people walk in to vote. At the end of the day, they know who's not going to show up. They actually go through the catalog. They just sign it in, and vote however they want. And I think that voter ID doesn't even stop that. I think that really what would stop that is video surveillance. And, of course, if you can't get voter ID past the justice system, then you're not going to get video surveillance. So what you do is you start a nonprofit group, and you actually have people with GoPro cameras, ask people to put cameras up in their house, wear body cameras, and actually show video of the precincts and do a head count at the end of the day. And if the head count matches the vote, you know you have good voting.
Exactly.
But if the head count is 200 and you have 600 votes, then you know that there's something wrong there.
Well, Leonora, is this what it's come down to? I mean, to hear the Democrats, they think it's all a witch hunt. It's a right-wing conspiracy. The other day I was watching on C-SPAN a presentation from former Attorney General Eric Holder with a straight face, and these, you know, slideshow presentations talking about how insignificant, how minor it is, but yet he talks about the validity of the vote and how each vote must count. And I go, well, you're the same guy that allowed the Black Panthers to stand outside of a voting precinct threatening white people. And you say everybody's vote counts?
No, absolutely. And that happened in Philadelphia about, I guess it was about 8 years ago. So, yeah, no, I think this is what it has come down to, because we see the problem on the grassroots. We know that, you know, that voter fraud exists. We also know that we don't have enough people to police it because they're constantly looking for people to go to the precincts. It's not difficult in the more affluent areas of Philadelphia or more affluent areas of Pittsburgh. It's some of the other areas that are further remote where you don't have enough people. And as Scott was mentioning, you do have a lot of people that may be linked together, and they may be, you know, the brother of the Democrat, maybe.
Yeah.
it is a real problem.
You're subjected to video surveillance when you walk into a bank or any federal building. You have to show ID just about everywhere you go. I don't see the problem with all this. I think it's such an insult for the Democrats to say that that it's a real burden. It's a real problem for black voters to go out and get an ID. And in fact, Barack Obama said it disenfranchises black voters. It hinders their vote. And as if I were a black person, I would have a real problem with that insult. Pretty
yes.
much almost as much as the insult that, say, Loretta Lynch dished out to the Louisiana flood victims when she said, we want to make sure that you're going to divvy this aid up without any discrimination. A lot of people were insulted by that. Mm-hmm. And so, I think that the Democrats are really on the wrong side of these issues.
Well, Leonora, again, what we've been saying here is, what is the objective of the voting process? Have we lost sight of it because we want to get caught in a bucket of, gum here to overanalyze this deal? I mean, if every vote counts, it seems to me that that's a pretty clear objective, don't you say?
Absolutely. The objective of the voting process is to elect the next president fairly, and every person's vote should count, and people should not have a problem with showing ID if ID is going to help the process. Because the bottom line is, you need ID to get those EBT cards if you want to get benefits from the government.
But
exactly.
Is it a surprise, Bill? I mean, this is the party that is the founder of the term and the phraseology political correctness.
Right.
Political correctness, and I know, is designed to stifle conversation. Well, so is voter fraud. Voter fraud is designed to stifle one person's voice.
Well, the problem that we have in this discussion is that all things point to the Democrats and their manipulation. And, of course, it seems like a witch hunt. They insist that, there's such minor incidences. I mean, like I said, you got Eric Holder. And if you watched his presentation, you said, well, okay, sounds pretty plausible, until you start doing a little bit of research, and not very much, And you go, wait a minute, this thing walks like a duck and talks like a duck, and you want to tell me that there's no fraud here, but yet who's the one that gains the most from voter fraud?
Well, in just about every case, I haven't seen a case really that came from the conservative side. When I looked at the study where they had 400 cases of voter fraud, almost all of them, I didn't see any that were coming from the right. I saw all of them coming from the left. Those 20 officials in Kentucky that spent $400,000 to buy 8,000 votes, mm-hmm. they were all Democrats. Now, this is the problem with early voting, and I have a problem. Colorado embraces it. And you get these mail-in ballots, and you can put them in drop boxes. Anytime you don't have a vote where you go to the precinct, you pull a curtain, and you vote, like we did in the old days,
mm-hmm.
I think that votes can be bought. And one of the biggest problems today with campaigns that generate $1 billion, like Hillary Clinton's campaign, they can afford to buy these kind of votes. And people will actually accept the $20 because some of these voters just don't care.
And, Leonora, we're not even talking right now about how they're rigging these, these Diebold voting machines, which are, I think, in about 5 to 7% of, the states across the country. And, I mean, in 20 seconds, this one professor showed how you can rig the vote just on those voting machines.
Exactly. We're not talking about that at all. So that's a whole other issue. You've got the technical things that could happen, which would take a long time for people to actually realize that they've actually taken place. So there's a lot of different ways in which the system can be screwed up, and there's a lot of ways in which fraud can be committed, with all the duplicate registrations and all, we always are hearing about somebody's dog voting, a dead person voting.
Exactly.
It's amazing when you look at some of the registrations and you see the names, you can't even read them. So it's a big problem.
Well, Scott, here it is. Once again, we're talking about this leading into the election. Chances are there will be voter fraud again, because there has been. It's just, it's like herding cats. How can we possibly make this happen unless there's a concerted effort to really do something about it? Scott Adams and
Leonora Carvota have been with us on Bill Martinez. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. It's 28 after the top of the hour.
Is brought to you by Staples. The back-to-school season can be stressful for parents and students alike. As the end of the summer approaches, many retailers are already stocking holiday candy and decor, making it difficult to find school supplies. Parents can rely on Staples to have the school supplies their children need in stock throughout the back-to-school season, at the lowest prices guaranteed. Christine Mallon, Vice President of Retail Marketing at Staples, joins us to share some back-to-school advice.
As the start of school approaches, many retailers have moved on and started stocking for the next holiday. At Staples, parents can shop confidently, knowing that we're still in stock on all of the back-to-school essentials they need at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Staples keeps school essentials in stock all season long at the lowest prices. Shop the Less List for School, weekly school steals, and take advantage of the 110% lowest price guarantee to stay on budget. For more, visit staples.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty, gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We come to you fresh every day. 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and if you're with me here in the Hawaiian Islands, we're talking 3 to 6 in the morning. Yes, it is that early, but hey, look, we've got business to do if we're going to get this country back on track, and who cares about what hour it is? All we know is that we're wasting time, and we need to get everybody, all hands on deck, if we're going to right the ship here. Well, you know, with a lot going on in the political process, yes, we're in the middle of a presidential election. In the middle, we're in the last leg of it, I guess some could say, because we've got less than 70 days, I guess, left if you count them down. And so time is fleeting. But it's not just about the election. The end of the year creates an opportunity for some political elites to think, hey, look, this is a get-out-of-jail card time. You know, I don't have to have accountability. We can look and address some things that been wanting to address, all under the idea of a lame duck session. And our next guest says, whoa, wait a minute. Heck with this crazy lame duck session, because this could be a rather dangerous opportunity for some politicians, because there's no accountability, to sneak some things in, and then next thing you know, this is what we're living with. Jenny Beth Martin is with us. She's the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, made a statement about this lame duck session in her latest Washington Times column. Jenny Beth, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, this is critical, what's going on here. I mean, one thing about the politicians is they never stop. I mean, it's almost like the law of gravity. It's always there. You just kind of notice it when you have to deal with it. But you can count on them always trying to work the angles and put something over the voter politic and we the people.
Well, they absolutely will. And what we see in lame duck sessions in between election day and a new Congress, or election day and a new Congress and a new president every 2 years, and then with the president every 4 years, is that they put off the really tough decisions that need to be made until after election day. So there's no ability to hold them accountable for bad decisions and bad votes, because they're punting on those until after they get past election day. And then they do this and they manufacture some sort of end of the year deadline that things must be decided right away at the end of the year. The whole world will stop, or the government won't be funded, or some other catastrophe will happen. And so they use that deadline, which they manufactured, as the reason why they must pass bad legislation. Mm-hmm. And we're just saying it's enough. We see through the games. It's time to stop.
Yeah, they love these deadline things. It's almost like, you know, we've been talking about on the show for a number of years here, and I'm waiting for somebody to finally do this. We might get a president in office that would think, hey, this is a good idea. And that has to do with our fiscal year end, Jenny Beth. You know what happens in the last 60 days. You know, the departments and agencies start looking at their budgets and go, oh, my goodness, you know, we've got millions of dollars here to spend right away. So let's go and, you know, that pencil that we saw for $10,000, go buy a bunch of those real quick. And we get all these stupid purchases that take place in the last 60 days of the fiscal year. Could you imagine if the president, by executive order, froze all purchases in the last 60 days without letting the departments know in advance what was going to take place, just froze the spending and said, okay, wherever it sits right now is where it sits. I mean, they would absolutely freak out. But do you imagine how much money we the people would save as a result of that?
It would be tremendous. It really would be tremendous. And they know that they need to spend it, and then they're going to get automatic increases to their budget every year. If we just froze it and said, you're not even getting an increase this year, you're just going to mm-hmm. stay at where you are right now, we'd mm-hmm. be much better off. And if like we would make them reduce it simply by one penny out of every dollar and did that for 5 years, we'd have a balanced budget in 5 years.
Would that be novel, huh? What a concept altogether. I mean, this is stuff that, you know, real people who sit around, you know, their dining table every year and talk about the reality of their own household budgets. These are kind of the decisions that are made across America. But yet, when it comes to our government, they say, look, as long as I have checks, I got to figure I have money. I'll just keep spending, right?
It's exactly what they do. And, you know, the problem with this is, so many Republicans right now on Capitol Hill and within the Republican establishment or party leadership, they're sitting there and they're wringing their hands and they're going, gosh, I don't understand how we could have Donald Trump as the nominee. Now, I say to that, look at the games that you're playing. Look at these lame duck sessions. Look at the fact that it isn't that difficult to balance the budget. It just takes leadership and willpower to do it. It takes standing up to the Democrats and the liberals in this country and saying, the government isn't supposed to fund every single thing. We have to find a way to balance this budget. We're $19 trillion in debt. It's real money that someone's going to have to pay back at some point, whether it's us or our children or our grandchildren. It's
exactly.
going to have to be paid back.
Without
and I say to all those people, you don't understand what's happening with the elections and the primaries across this country and how Ted Cruz and Donald Trump wound up being two of the last three people standing. Go look in the mirror.
Yes. Well, that's exactly the truth, Jenny Beth. And The thing is that, you know, we the people have to wake up. I sense that they are when my travels across the country. I'm sensing that this alleged silent majority is starting to wake up and realize that, look, they keep voting for the same thing, and it's absolute insanity if they think they're trying to make any kind of difference. We've been saying on this show the country is in need of what businesses experience all the time, and that is they get a bankruptcy CEO who comes in, a specialist, who looks at the books, looks at the operations, and makes those hard decisions where the status quo before said, oh, well, you can't let that person go, or you can't let this, you can't give up the budget here. You know, they have too much ownership to it, and they're not willing to make the difficult cuts. And I think this is what scares people about Donald Trump, is they know in their heart of hearts there needs to be cuts. There needs to be better efficiencies brought in. And who's going to call the question than an outsider who doesn't, who's not beholden?
Well, who is not beholden and who is not afraid to take the heat. Mm. One thing we can certainly say that Donald Trump isn't afraid of, he's not afraid to call things as he sees them. And he's not afraid to let people attack him for calling it as he sees them. And he's willing to continue to stand by what he thinks is right. Now, that doesn't mean that every person in the country is going to agree with him all the time. But I can tell you what, when it came to the border, he's right. We need to secure the border. When he says that we need to repeal Obamacare, he's correct about that. And there are things that he's correct about, and we know he's going to continue to stand up for this.
Why would you not want to have a reasonable vetting process for people to come to America? Why would you just want to leave the gates wide open, especially to people that have demonstrated a hatred for this country and want to do us harm? Why do we want to put a welcome mat out there? But yet the media would want to turn it around and say that Donald Trump says all Muslims. You know, and, I mean, everything is always on the lunatic fringe with the media to make Donald Trump seem like he's some kind of idiot. He's not that stupid, ladies and gentlemen. He wouldn't be that wealthy if he was that stupid, right?
Well, and it's what they've done to the Tea Party movement time after time. They try to say that we don't know what we're talking about, and yet I may be wrong on which Ivy League school, but when an Ivy League school university professor did a study and realized that Tea Party voters actually are better in science and math than the average voter. We know what's going on. We get it. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I mean, if you add up the numbers, we're still broke, right?
$19 trillion in debt.
At least
real money.
That's the number that we want. Of course, all the unfunded liability, I think, goes up to over $200 trillion. You know, count it and read it and weep, ladies and gentlemen. This is what our politicians, the ruling class elite, have done to us. She's the CEO and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth Martin has been with us. Jenny Beth, as always, thank you so much for your insight. Great column in the Washington Times that you wrote on this lame duck session. And I would say, America, you need to look into this and see what's happening to your country and your money. This is Bill Martinez. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Don't forget, we're giving away tickets to the movie Ben-Hur, and I've got a soundtrack, I got a book, and we got all kinds of tchotchkes, as they say, to give away. So all you got to do, drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You'll be in the running. Make sure you include your address, too, so we know where to send all your goods and stuff from, because we got swag. Swag's important. And speaking of swag, the Swagmeister himself, James Hurston, is with us, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I think I'm going to use that, Swagmeister. But that would mean I would have to give away stuff all the time.
Don't you?
No.
Aren't you a giving guy?
No, I... Hey. You know, swag is normally the term that's used in Hollywood when you go to an event and they give you a swag bag.
Well,
you
know, a big bag, all kinds
bag
of good
of
stuff in there.
Goodies.
Yeah, and then you have to declare it because the tax man is right behind you because
of
the value.
Yeah, that's right. Well, for the big, like the Oscars and stuff, those swag bags are almost, tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you want to say, hey, I donated to charity until they see your wife, walking around with the iPhone that they gave you in the bag, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and then your hands in the cookie jar. Hey, a good week for Donald Trump. The USC LA Times poll has him up, a little bit here. Still in, the realm of possibilities, but compared to what it was 2 weeks ago, things are moving in the right direction for one Donald Trump. What's going on?
He shifted the momentum, and the mainstream media had declared the candidacy dead because they want to, because we've talked about on your show their extreme bias, which is advocacy. And look, just in a series of a few days, what Trump did, he brought in new leadership for his campaign team. He made these new policy speeches. He expressed regret for hurt that he may have caused people, pain. He may have caused people, the media chose to characterize it as an apology. It was, in a way. Mm-hmm. He started a dialogue in communities for minorities. He went to Louisiana, to Baton Rouge, when Hillary Clinton did not, when President Obama did not. He showed up with an 18-wheeler full of supplies, and most importantly, he just began his advertising campaign. A lot of people don't realize that the Trump campaign has spent zero on ads in the general election, while the Clinton campaign has spent over $60 million. And so, you know, it's kind of like a Muhammad Ali situation here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the old rope-a-dope.
Yeah, exactly.
And so any one of these things, you know, when you bring in talent like Steve Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, when you do what admittedly is partially a photo op, but the fact that he brought the 18-wheeler full of supplies, I think it was just, it was so powerful. You're showing the softer side of Donald Trump. Any one of those things could have shifted momentum, but the combination of all of them.
The cumulative effect, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the polls are just starting to catch up. You know, when they talk about a post-convention bounce, I think we're looking at a post-series of events bounce, and it has, the polls are just starting to, you said there's like about three national polls that show Trump in the lead, to which on the social media, the Hillary people are trashing those polls. And the one that you pointed out, the LA Times polls, LA Times USC, it's amazing. They are saying it's a garbage poll, which it is, in fact, just another, as a matter of fact, when it's combined with a university, it gives a little more legitimacy, and they're using a different kind of methodology where a portion of the sample are the same people asked the question every day. And it's so it's a daily tracking poll.
Exactly.
And, you know, the people in the polling business give it great credence. But if Trump's in the lead, it must be trash, according to the Hillary camp. But
we're talking the L.A. Times here, James. We're not talking about some conservative newspaper here.
So, yeah, that's exactly right. But what I see there, you know, we mentioned the two new leaders of the campaign, Steve Bannon, formerly the head of Breitbart. I know the guy's a friend of mine. And Kellyanne Conway, longtime pollster and communicator in politics. I see Kellyanne's fingerprints on this softer side of Trump, his apology, his trip to Louisiana, his tone. And the advertisement, the 30-second spot, which is called To America's Immigration, I see Steve Bannon's fingerprints. You know, Steve Bannon was a documentary filmmaker and a script writer, and very bright guy, very creative. And this ad, first of all, it picks the defining issue that started his campaign, and that's immigration and the borders. Then secondly, it creates a contrast in only 30 seconds between an America that Hillary's in charge of and an America that Trump is in charge of.
Exactly.
And the contrast, of course, is stark. The writing is in powerful, incomplete sentences, and it's an amazing ad. I think it's going to move the numbers. And one of the key things, it shows a little graphic when it talks about Syrian refugees, and it shows an image of which we've seen of refugees flooding onto a transport. And it's from a September 2015 interview where Hillary Clinton said, yeah, we should bring in 65,000 refugees from Syria, which is way beyond what the Obama administration had announced publicly. And, of course, the public understands when Hillary says 65,000, that number could expand geometrically because she wants to be the Merkel of America.
Exactly.
But
six times as many as Barack Obama, you know.
But this contrasting commercial, and it's going to be in all the battleground states, it's just started. It's going to go till the end of the month. I think this is going to be powerful, and I think it's going to continue because Trump's fundraising is going to come back strong again now that his numbers are tightening in the polls, and the media despondency campaign that they were trying to make people feel like, oh, this is over, don't write your checks, I think that's going to fail now. And so this is all good news for Trump. As I said, the old investment mantra, the trend is his friend.
Yes, exactly. Well, the other thing here, James, is that he picked up on an issue that is resonating and gaining traction now. A majority of Americans are saying, hey, look, we agree with Trump about vetting refugees and about being careful now. I mean, consistently over 50% are now siding with Trump. So in spite of all the negative publicity and everything the mainstream media has tried to do regarding this topic, the people are going, oh, wait a minute, this deserves another look, and this is starting to make some sense that we consider. Now, the other thing I would caution Kellyanne and Donald Trump and the campaign about, I was speaking with an insider over the weekend, you know, he's banging on the Mexicans so hard that and trying to go after a small percentage of blacks by comparison that he's almost abandoning the Mexican vote. Now, I saw him trying to track back a little bit, and he needs to be careful. You know, Mexico's Mexico, and there's a lot to talk about here, and the perception that Hispanics have in terms of why they came and why they're coming to America. I mean, let's not forget, a lot of American businesses have been very friendly and have invited illegal immigrants to come to this country. So he cannot abandon 41% of the voter politic for 12-13% of black America. And you cannot think, though the blacks would want you to think that it's a homogeneous type of demographic, it's not. There are two separate demographics, and he needs to be sensitive not to go after black America so heartily at the expense of Mexican Americans.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think it should be one or the other. As a matter of fact, the same issues that the campaign would use to attract African Americans in urban places, many of those issues would apply to Hispanic Americans. And
exactly.
You think about, for example, I mean, just the issue of jobs and the fact that, you know, that having a rational immigration program would improve the job market, improve jobs for the Hispanic community because, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats. But in addition, the fact that a growth economy would benefit the Hispanic community. The Hispanic community has powerful family values and would respond greatly to more imagery of the Trump family and their love for each other and the issues of life and marriage and family being important and religious freedom, all of which, by the way, we can kiss goodbye to if Hillary packs the Supreme Court with people that will make Ruth Bader Ginsburg look like a moderate.
Exactly.
And that's what you communicate that using Spanish media and do it in a good way. I think it will peel off a portion of that, at least get past the portion that George W. Bush had, which I think was in the 30s.
Right.
And,
well, James, we're out of time. I got to say, he's got to talk about the wall in terms of it being win-win on both sides. James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Good insight here, James. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.